Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a drink.
All right, and we are back in the lobby bar for the week of May the 23rd, 2022. Brian and Michaela coming to you from rainy North and South Carolina. Our vacation is over, but the lobby bar and the cocktails are still flowing. How is it going, Michaela?
It's going real good. Well, it's going good in the fact that I had a wonderful week last week. It's a little sad now because I'm back into the grind at my job that if my boss is listening, I love my job. It's so amazing. And I'm so glad to be back, but it's hard coming back because I had 7 whole days of doing nothing but drinking cocktails and living the Star Wars dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah. So last week on the lobby bar, we talked about we were at Universal Studios and talked a little bit about those drinks. And then we ended our week at the Galactic Star Cruiser, which is the Star Wars themed hotel experience at Disney World. They have a lot of amazing cocktails on there, and we'll probably do a very special lobby bar just centered around those here in the next week or two after we've kind of collected our thoughts and reflected on the ones that we really liked and maybe have a chance to try a couple of those. So be on the lookout for that. But this week, what are we drinking in the lobby bar? It is a very special week for moviegoers. Everyone has been waiting for this movie for, I don't know, like 30 years, something like that. Long time, but we've got Top Gun Maverick coming out this week. So we are going to make the classic, the Aviation, which is a gin-based drink. It's martini-esque. And you're going to put this together. It's super simple. It's 2 ounces of gin, a half ounce of maraschino liquor, so like cherry liquor, quarter ounce of creme de violette, and then 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice. If you don't have creme de violette, which you may not, you can also use Empress gin. So you can just use the Empress gin and the maraschino liqueur, and you get this beautiful martini, except it's purple. It is beautiful. So go make that. And Aviation, perfect for Top Gun week, I think.
Absolutely perfect. And so beautiful. That color is just stunning. With the brandied cherry, real tasty.
That's right. That's right. So make one of those up. You'll probably see that on a lot of cocktail menus if you're going to like a movie-themed cocktail thing, or, you know, just anyone that loves Top Gun. And who doesn't love Top Gun? But what did people love this week, Michaela? It was Doctor Strange again, of course. Number one, made just over $31.5 million. But Downton Abbey, A New Era, came in second place, made $16 million, which is a lot. I didn't expect it to do quite that well, but pretty strong showing for the second Downton Abbey film.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised. I wonder how much it took. I wonder how big its budget was in the first place, because it definitely made its budget.
Yeah, I tried to look that up. It wasn't listed on IMDb, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But yeah, $60 million, pretty good. Then you also had the A24 film Men, which just came out this week. It made a little over $3 million. It pushed Everything Everywhere All at Once out of the top five, but I guess that's okay. It replaced it. Everything Everywhere All at Once came in sixth. But yeah, a couple of new additions this week. Hopefully made some money, because I think it's going to be a tough battle to go up against, you know, Maverick and the dogfights of the of the movies this weekend.
Yeah, the Bob's Burger movie. You don't think that's gonna that, beat Top Gun?
That's right. Yeah, we have two releases this week. We'll go ahead and just talk about that, because there was no change to the yearly box office standings. Batman's still in first place for the time being. It's probably going to get passed by Doctor Strange this week. But yeah, the Bob's Burger movie. I have never watched Bob's Burgers. I didn't know that was something that had the kind of following that would require a film, but apparently it does. What about you? Have you been keeping up with Bob and his Burger Shack? So it does look kind of fun in the previews. It does look kind of fun, I guess, but
yeah. So I am a big fan of the podcast, My Favorite Murder, right? And in that podcast, they talk a lot about murder, and but they also, at the end of the podcast, every single podcast they have a effing hooray. Because some of the content that they talk about is really dark and awful, right? Because they talk a lot about serial killers and murder and stuff, right? True crime stuff,
right?
Anyway, at the end, Karen Kilgariff, who's one of my favorite comedians and singer-songwriters of all time, she's amazing. She talked about this show, Bob's Burger, and so I was like, well, if she likes it, I'm definitely gonna like it. So I checked it out, and I gotta say, I don't watch it a lot, but I don't watch it enough. It is hilarious, especially for like mindless comedy. Mm-hmm. Like if you just want to watch something and be entertained, it's great.
Right. Okay.
But
okay.
I also did not realize, I thought me and her were in a very small, tight knit secret group of people who knew and understood Bob's Burger genius, but apparently okay. there's a whole smattering of people all over the world that would want to see this. So that's great. I'm happy I'm not alone.
Don't worry. All of us out here in Drink the Movie Land still think that you are a very special kind of genius, Michaela. So don't worry about that. but maybe we'll have to see. I guess we'll see how much money it makes. Maybe it was just you two in the Bob's Burger movie. But I think Top Gun is going to do fairly well. You and I are going to see it. Next week we'll be seeing it, prior to the lobby bar. That's where we'll be checking in with our next cocktails. So excited to see it. It looks fun. I mean, it's not going to be any sort of mind blowing cinema, but it's going to be fun. It's going to look good, I think. And it'll be a fun summer romp, I think.
Absolutely. Special effects alone are going to be riding through the danger zone.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We'll be on our motorcycle going through the danger zone and getting ready to fly in our jet planes. But for now, Michaela, we better wrap this up. We better grab our aviation. We better head into the theater because the movie's about to start.
Extra brandy cherries for me, please.
And me too. And for everyone else, we will see you next week in the lobby bar.